Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer, and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese. And every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.
You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, alongside Maddie Owen Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. Get to the Common Fan website, www.commonfan.co. Subscribe on YouTube, like this episode, sign up for the free newsletter, follow all the social media accounts, and generally keep up with all the fun and frivolity of the Common Fans. Hey, boys, it's a great weekend. We are recording this on Sunday morning. The Nebraska baseball team had a dramatic and exciting extra innings walk-off comeback, whatever else you want to say, whatever other adjective you need, against the USC baseball team, ranked number 12 in the country on Friday night. And then they just demolished them.
Yeah, run rule. Yes. Mercy.
Just destroyed them.
Minsopolis rule.
Great. So they've already won the series. We're recording this Sunday morning, so we don't know what game three looks like, but fitting with the theme of our recent episodes, the Husker Athletics are rolling. So that's exciting. They also had a midweek comeback win against Creighton, which was super exciting. Mm-hmm. So all things are going well. Boys, yesterday I coached probably the most exciting Little League game I've ever been a part of. Michael Boy's team, they got down 2-0, tied it 2-2, got down 4-2, tied it up again, got down 6-4, ended up winning 8-6. It was just super fun. Super fun. Every single one of the boys did something to contribute to the win. It was just one of those, we won't get sidetracked.
Great game.
For common fans.
Awesome.
Don't worry. It was just so much fun to be a part of.
Good job, Michael Boy.
That's great. We're
thank you, Geoff. Mm. I'll pass that along.
Yeah, please do.
Fellas, we got news. We got news. We got big news.
And
it revolves around that big, beautiful stadium. You know, Memorial Stadium is like, of all the things, I was thinking about this morning. There's so many things that have like become contentious, and there's so many things that were sacred about Nebraska football that kind of fell by the wayside, right? Whether it was our streak of bowl games, or our streak of 9-win seasons, or our streak of non-losing seasons, or like fill in the blank. And there's all these things. We still have the sellout streak, and that relates to Memorial Stadium. But there's all these other things that sort of the last 25 years kind of fell by the wayside in this very challenging period for Husker football. But Memorial Stadium is one of those like unifying objects, unifying things that brings the whole fan base together. It's beautiful. It's an awesome game day environment. We all love being there. And it's just, it's something that everybody in the fan base loves. All right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to remain the case. But, you know, in 2026, also another reality is fans are changing how they watch games. And unlike when we were growing up, every game is available. Literally every game is available on TV. And everybody's got a flat screen and a fridge and a toilet that doesn't have six, you know, empty shooters of Fireball in it.
Mine does. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was going to say, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It has those.
I forget. Jeff's does. That's right. So a point being, like, people are changing how they watch games. They're prioritizing comfort, and stadiums are starting to change to cater to that, right? So people still want or teams and universities still want people to come get the in-game experience.
Yep.
But now they can get a lot of things at home that they didn't used to be able to get at home. So you're having to cater more and more to that sort of fit the fan. And also, like, I think newer fans are growing up with that. So having to cater to that as well. So point being, huge announcement, $600 million upgrade of Memorial Stadium to be undertaken during the 2026 and throughout 2026 and 2027,
yeah,
and be completed in time for the 2028 season.
Can I just say, I thought that was a typo at first. 600, I thought 60 million. $600 million. That's how much these things cost now.
$60 million, Jeff. What world are you living in?
I know. You can't buy
groceries for $60 million anymore.
$600. We're pushing on $1 billion renovation. Like, that is crazy to me. I just want to say that. That's all.
That's another $400 million, Jeff. That's not just pushing.
It's still, we're over $500 million, and we're closer to $1 billion than we are on the other side of it. So I'm just saying,
and that's true. If we're gonna round up,
a lot of money.
It's inflation.
A lot of money.
You work at a bank. You work at a bank. Do you know what inflation is?
What? Sorry, what?
So Trevor Kendall Alberts had his own, led the process to develop his own Memorial Stadium renovation project that was like all teed up and ready to go right as he left for the Yell Boy squad, Texas A&M.
The Yell Squad, male cheerleaders. They scream.
His plan was $450 million, Jeff. So to your point, a few years later, it's already, the cost has gone up $150 million. I think they're doing some different things, obviously, too. We'll hit the high points here. The project is called the Big Red Rebuild. Athletic Director Troy Dannon has been leading the charge along with around 60 other individuals. It includes $200 million in deferred maintenance work on the West Side's 100-year-old foundation that still has clay tile and cast iron fittings in it. I feel like this article is updated because the first article I read said something about like the pipes or the plumbing or something,
yeah,
clay or cast iron or something.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff works. It felt gross though.
Did we not have running water in the West Side of the stadium?
What's the deferred part of this? Like, why we've just been putting this off? Like, we've been putting it off because of this. Like, if we're going to do anything, let's wait because we're going to be doing a project. Like, the maintenance part of that, I don't really get. Like, we've just been letting the old gray lady just like go to crap until we have some big fundraising project. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
Right. Well, so, but the other $400 million is all going toward fan experience. So, I encourage fans, some designs, mock-ups, graphics, whatever you want to call them, were released. So Google it, find it on Twitter, whatever. The stuff looks pretty cool, guys.
It looks neat, yeah.
I'm more of a visual guy, but according to the World Herald, it features a rebuilt 3-tier structure on the west side that will have like premium seating options. There's going to be a 360-degree concourse that connects all four sides of the stadium. That's pretty cool. Big Red Rebuild will tear down the current South Stadium wedge and replace it with a brand new wall of seats and massive video board. The video board in the mock-ups, guys, or the drawings, whatever they're called, that were released, looks like massive. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dana was quoted as saying South is going to be hell to play into. It will be loud. That's pretty cool. The NU band and students, around 7,000 total, will have their own lower section in the South End as well. What else? I want to just get into the nuts and bolts. I want to talk about some of the conversation around this and the why behind it and whether or not, you know, fans think this is an appropriate allocation of resources, but I want to make sure we're getting, So the original vision, I think, from Alberts had some club options in the South. The new project focuses on creating upscale experiences in West Stadium, most of which will be torn down after the 2026 season, rebuilt in time for 2027. Let's see. The open concept, this is all from Sam McEwen's article in the World Herald. The open concept will help Nebraska to host or stage events, Stanton said, 365 days a year, including concerts and weddings, guys.
Yeah.
Weddings.
Who wants to get married in Memorial Stadium? I think there's a lot of Husker fans once they have kids and they have homes with basements, they're gonna have the framed pictures of the run, you know, Corey Schlesinger's the run, or the Miami defensive lineman gasping for air, or Eric Crouch's catch against Oklahoma, the catch, right? A lot of people who are going to have those in their future homes with their future spouses, those people are going to get married in Memorial Stadium.
Yeah. Absolutely. Can you just picture like some guy that otherwise never sheds a tear about anything on his wedding day on the 50-yard line, just bawling like a little girl just because he's in Memorial Stadium getting married?
Yes. I am going to see – this year's 15 years for me and Sal, boys.
Hey-o.
Hey, good for you. Not a lot of people can say that, General. Proud of you. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
But I'm gonna see if the missus maybe would be interested in renewing our vows. I think my Oregon born Oregon duck wife might have a thing or two to say about that, but we should try it out. Yeah. This still has to be approved by the regents, by the way.
They're gonna approve it.
They're gonna approve it. Yeah. What else? We're gonna get into how they're paying for it. And like I said, debates around where that money otherwise could go. Here's the thing, though, guys. Also, according to Dannon, they're projecting, once it's done, $95 million in annual stadium revenue after completion. So that's about a 40% increase. So that basically, Dannon was quoted as basically saying not doing the renovation would leave $35 to $40 million on the table annually. I think there'll be, one other thing I don't think we mentioned, there'll be like kind of some club-ish, bar-ish options too, right? So I'll be kind of curious, like, if you got a 7 p.m. kickoff, a nighttime kickoff, let's say, can you show up at 11 a.m. and eat your lunch and drink beers all afternoon and watch games, like, right? Watch the 11 a.m. games, watch 2:30 like p.m. games. I assume that's part of the deal. I assume they want you to come spend your money, right? So I assume doors will be open sooner. Like the whole idea is to get people in and spending money. So it'll be fascinating to see it unfold.
Man, they'd have to open them up more than 90 minutes before kickoff.
Certainly more than 90 minutes.
What it's been as long as I can remember, since I was going back to when I was a kid, it's, you know, 90 minutes before kickoff, gates open.
Yeah.
But that would make sense to do it earlier.
Yeah, for sure. So, guys, one of the things, like, I think I've seen this on social media. We had one of our high school buddies, shout out to JW in the chain, say, stadium's fine. Would rather put that money toward building the roster.
Get a D-line.
Yeah, right.
Can we use that money for D-line and O-line?
D-lineman. I think that's kind of essential. I think you're going to get the standard peanut gallery folks who say, like Geoff, $600 million for a stadium upgrade, that's ridiculous, right?
It's a lot of money.
For a team that hasn't won a lot. Recently.
Right, and you're going to have other people, just sort of frugal Nebraskans, Midwesterners, who we all love and who we are a part of, saying, oh, that's ridiculous, right? Like, oh, that's too much money.
Yeah, but we're not paying for it.
No, exactly.
Precisely.
Exactly.
Doesn't cost a taxpayer a dime.
Nuts and bolts, $250 million are coming from donors, okay? Mm-hmm. $350 million basically from debt, from bonds, right? Mm-hmm. Which they believe with the increased revenue from the stadium, they'll have no problem paying back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess part of my question is, like, if you can raise $250 million from donors for the stadium, can you raise $250 million from donors
for players
to go get some coaches, linemen, right? Or coaches or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Not saying we want anyone gone, but...
No.
We kind of pinch pennies, as we talked about the last episode I brought up. We kind of pinch pennies and shop from the value menu for coaches the last 20 years.
Right.
Yep.
So
I do, but I think the play, like the idea of paying for players, that's an annual thing.
Right.
So the stadium money is a one-time thing. And I would also, there's probably not, it's probably not apples to apples either, right? If you are a wealthy Nebraskan who got in early on Berkshire Hathaway stock, let's say, and you are presented with, do I want to pay, I don't know, $100,000 a year or $500,000? I don't know what it is. I don't know what we're asking donors for players, but do I want to pay X amount a year to go toward the roster? Or do I want to give like $1 million or $500,000 or whatever and have my name on part of the stadium forevermore?
For life, right? Yeah.
It's a one-time thing and it's a forever thing, and you get your name on part of the stadium, or you get special access, or you know, maybe you get to be one of the special people who gets in early and gets a seat at one of those clubs to watch college football games all day with your friends. You show up to your friends. That's like a different, I don't think there's a 100% overlap there. Right.
No.
Like I think that those might be two different buckets, or like there might be some overlap, but it's not all the same money and all the same thing. Right. I think that's probably part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of the discussion. But I do wonder, like, you look at schools that, like, Texas Tech is a great example. They have not been relevant in football since forever. I don't care. Yeah, they had a few good seasons, but their Texas Tech is, they're like a second-rate program, right? Forever. Suddenly, they got billion-dollar oil man shows up.
Yeah.
Willing to spend unlimited amounts on the roster. They're getting the top-tier defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. They're in the playoff this year. Yes, they lost, but Texas Tech being in the playoff.
Yeah.
They made the playoff before we do, right?
They're getting guys to come to Lubbock, Texas.
Like, right. And so I think I think the question is, because you could certainly raise, let's put it this way. There may not be 100% overlap, but I guarantee you could pull from some of those dollars, some of those $250 million from donors, to raise more money. Well, actually, I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs. Do we think you could pull from some of those donor dollars, or are they doing all they can already?
They're probably already doing that.
Yeah. Good point. But I think this is going to be a lively discussion with Husker fans. I really do. I'm excited to see them. Let me put, before I render a final verdict, I'm excited that they're upgrading the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they look like. The Burkle family tickets have been in the north end zone since the early 90s, and apparently they're doing nothing with the north end zone. So my fat butt will still be seated on a tiny metal slab.
I was going to say, so they're not right? changing any. They're not changing any seating or anything like that, right? They're still keeping.
I thought they're putting chair backs.
No, they're putting in better seating, Jeff. In
they are?
Some of the other parts of the stadium.
I thought the whole stadium was getting seat backs. Is that wrong?
That would be awesome if that was true. My God.
Because they're shrinking down to like 80,000, I think.
They are going down to 80,000. Let's see.
But I don't know how they do that.
Long-term capacity will slightly decrease due to wider, more comfortable seating.
Okay.
19-inch chair backs versus 14-inch benches.
Woo!
A full stadium. Oh, okay. Because I read somewhere that they're not doing anything to North Stadium.
I just think they meant like the concourse and the exterior. It's been like worked on more recently than other parts. Like East and North, I feel like have gotten a lot of work done to them.
Mm-hmm. And this is a full stadium reseating process will accompany the renovation. So
you've sold me already. I'm just saying, right? I was going to say, you know, give the money to buy players. The seating thing has sold me on the other side now. After going to many Husker games and sitting on those benches, and me being the small person that I am.
You are small.
The people that go to these games sometimes, they can be a little bit larger than me. And I feel like I just get squeezed in. I want to have my own little spot. And when I go to like Husker basketball games, that's the best viewing experience I've ever had now. A nice, comfortable individual chair, climate controlled. At least now we're getting individual seating for the comfort going to the game. I'm sold. You sold me immediately with that. So. Let's end the episode now, guys. It's fun talking again.
Great talk. Great to see everybody.
I'm glad they're going to be able to get rid of those damn ugly brown stadium seats that you buy when you walk in the door.
Oh, jeez.
That just take up. Yep. Like they screw up everybody. They screw up the person to their sides. They screw up the person behind them because that person's knees are now like locked in and you can't move. So I'm so glad those things are going to be gone. And sorry, old gray hairs, I love you. You've been going to games way longer than me, but those things are the worst. And when you sit there and you don't stand during the game, Daddy Matty just gets a little bit upset by that.
Oh, God.
I'm so glad about the seat backs.
They've been using the same seat back since about 1984.
Yeah.
Just like the warming coats for the players. Remember that?
Are they Lysoling those things, by the way? Can they get those with a Lysol fire hose?
I think they still have cigarette ash in them from the late 80s.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Another interesting component to this, guys, final stadium capacity is expected to be around 80,000, so a slight drop, but a temporary drop to 65,000 during the 2027 season during construction.
What's our schedule look like that year?
We could pull that up, Jeff.
That's gonna be important.
But that brings up an interesting part of this that how do you feel if you've sat in South Stadium for 30, 40 years and you got to figure something out? You know what I mean? They're doing some sort of process, I think, a reseating thing. But some of those people are not going to be able to get tickets, right? Like they're going to have to sit the year out.
I assume, right? And it feels a little perilous. Maybe that's too strong of a word, but it feels a little concerning that we're doing this at a time when I think we could confidently say football success is not guaranteed, right? Mm-hmm. So you drop down to 65,000. I think Husker fans, undefeated against apathy, the great Tom Chattel, will always fill up that stadium. I don't think we'll have a problem keeping the sellout streak going. But if they struggle in 2026 and they struggle in 2027, right at the same time, you're reducing capacity. It's a little bit concerning about then. And I guarantee you ticket prices are going up. Oh, I guarantee you donation requirements are going up with all of this. Mm-hmm. So going into 2028, they better have some momentum on the field. And everything we talk about comes back to success on the field. Yeah. Even this.
Yeah.
Because if you want to realize the potential of $95 million a year, which apparently, according to Troy Dannon, equates to $35 to $40 million in new money every year, you have to be winning on the field.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not enough. And I think it was in Sam McEwen or Tom Chattel's article, they talked about it being more like a social event. Well, even if you just want to go there to be seen, you don't give a crap about the game. Like most people want to go and see a good product, right? They're going to have to win. But then the other point in there is, I think was made, the pressure is going to be there no matter what. Like the pressure to win's already there, whether we're doing this new stadium renovation or not. Like,
yeah.
So it's, if anything, like it just ramps up the pressure even more. It's like, hey, we just got this big old fancy new stadium. Now then it's going to me, it's like, now you got everything you need. You got the state-of-the-art Osborne Comp facility with all the fancy hot tubs and all the cool stuff that you got in there and the fancy chefs and all the cooks and everything shiny and new. And now the stadium's all shiny and new. You know what would be really embarrassing? If they still don't go out and win more than 6 or 7 damn games. Yep. Then they're like the little kid on the travel ball team that's got the arm sleeve and the sliding mitt in the back pocket and the elbow guard and the shin guard and the foot guard, and he strikes out looking. That's what
four.
It is.
0 for 4.
And he's 0 for 4 for the game.
Not looking.
They got to win. It's like, it's you got everything you need, kid. Go out there and put the ball in play.
Any travel ball kids out there, keep swinging. Keep trying. It's okay if you went 0 for 4. Okay.
But you don't need all the damn gear.
You don't need all the gear. You don't need the shin guard.
He's right. Keep swinging, but you don't need the gear. It doesn't help you hit the ball.
That's a great call, Matty O. So that brings us back to, we never really closed the loop on that discussion. That brings us back to,
sorry,
should we be prioritizing money for players versus money for the stadium? I don't think it's quite a zero-sum game, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's quite an either-or, right?
Yeah.
It's grow the pie. It's not which slices of the pie are we distributing which way. It's grow the pie, right? Mm-hmm. So keep finding new ways. And I would also assume, it's hard to keep track of all the rules and how they work. Can we put that new $35 to $40 million in annual revenue? Some of that's going to have to go to bond payments. But after that, can we put some of that toward roster stuff?
Yeah,
I assume we can
slice off a few for the trenches.
Right.
Slice, there you go. Couple slice, extra bucks for the boys.
Slice off a little extra stadium revenue for the defensive line.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Well, and Chattel had, I mean, Chattel, read Chattel's column for anyone who's interested.
Yeah, he's got a great line in
there. He's got a great column, but basically he's all for it. And his point was it's for the fans, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he had some great lines in here. He's talking about Nebraska fans. They're different. They're special. They're a force to be reckoned with. They completely dominated two different arenas in two different cities in the NCAA tournament. The images of 2 weeks in March offered this reminder. Nebraska fans are the school's most powerful and valuable commodity. They are the most compelling reason to do the $600 million Big Red rebuild. So his argument is it's an investment in the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that gets me in the feels right there.
You kind of
hard to argue with
goosebumps.
That. I know. Yeah.
Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese. And every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.
Right.
I like the where he says, I know, there are Nebraska fans who say the only amenities they need is a sturdy bleacher, a runza, and a defense that knows how to make a proper tackle. I'm like, that's kind of, I mean, there's a lot of us that kind of, like, I don't care. Squeeze me into the stadium. I don't care where I'm at. If we're playing good ball and we're playing Big Red football and I got a runza in my hand, I don't need all the extra stuff.
I don't fall into that category at all. All right.
Of course you don't. You're like, just like, you
this
know,
seat is uncomfortable. Need... This runs a, it's subpar. It cost me a ton of money.
Jeff's going to be like in the spa the East Concourse getting like a manicure while it's like a important
climate,
third down. Like,
controlled.
There's so much of this climate stuff controlled. Is like, mm-hmm. And I get it's everywhere. Like, everywhere has all this neat, cool stuff and all these different weird food items. And it's like, yeah. I'm old, like old school. I just want to go and watch the game. I'm fine with just eating a traditional old hot dog. Like, I don't need all the extra stuff. And maybe that's just me. And maybe it's just, like you said earlier, TJ, just a product of, like, how everyone watches games now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say. I don't remember, well into 43 years old, I don't remember one time at any point, and I've been back, even though I haven't lived in Nebraska most of my adult life, I've been back almost every year for games. I was in the wilderness for a while there during the Callahan years, but neither here nor there.
Lost your way.
I don't remember ever saying I'm uncomfortable. All I remember is like memories of being laser focused on the game and the joy. I was there for the Wester catch. I was there for the 2014 win over Miami. I was there for the 2016 win over Oregon. I remember stuff specific to that game. I don't remember how my back felt. Right. I don't remember how my butt felt. We were there. All three of us were there for.
I was going to say the Iowa game.
The 2023 Iowa game in Lincoln when it was freezing cold. I don't remember saying my butt's cold. I don't like, all I remember is enjoying the hell out of the game.
Yeah.
Having said that, the first time I go to a game at Memorial Stadium and have a seat back, I'm going to say, wow, this is nice.
How do we live without it?
It's true. Yeah. That's probably, Jeff's probably right. That probably is the best part of the whole thing. Just this, just having the seat
just
back.
Just the simple
See,
seat
it's back. Easy for you guys. See, you selfish guys. You're so selfish. Like, you guys get there, you sit down. I know your type. You spread your legs out really
wide.
Oh,
you're telling, you're accusing us of man spreading? You're accusing us of man spreading.
Just hunkered down in between two ridiculously large men, just
ridiculously large.
You're
tiny, Jeff. It's easier for you.
Let me help
you. Tiny.
There we go. Calls us ridiculously large.
I don't think he was saying we are ridiculously large.
No, was not
he was calling
that.
Us large.
Fine, fine. You, whatever you want to make.
You,
make
you have the benefit.
You don't know what we have to go through, all right?
You have the benefit
you
of
being tiny,
You don't
know what people
Jeff.
Like me have to go through out there.
Yeah, you're tiny. You don't need as much room.
Now they, yeah. they
That's great.
Need,
it works
I need
for
room
you.
Too. I need room too.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to sit down and say, what am I going to, where am I going to put my knees? I can't, I got to like just kind of sit sideways awkwardly here and my knees locking up.
No, I'm squeezed in there, legs all tightened together like this. And God forbid if it's like a 90 degree day, my Lord, it's just awful. The only time it comes into benefit, I guess, is if it's cold out. I'm hunkered in there close to a bunch of.
You sound like the type of guy, maybe you're just better off staying home, Jeff.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it just sounds
climate,
like it.
Climate controlled environment.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're very sensitive to a leprechaun. Yeah.
Jeff will never ever pay for club or bar
for a ticket
access.
Period
or a ticket for that
yeah
or for club or bar access at the new Memorial Stadium.
Absolutely but not. He I'll will find my way into it.
He will find a way there.
Yeah.
And so, Matty O and I, Matty O and I, future Iowa games will be there when it's 12 degrees, and just thrilled to have a seat back.
Yeah.
And Jeff will be up in the bar with a turtleneck on, sipping Coors Light afternoon and evening.
Hey.
The turtleneck.
Sending us pictures.
Yep. All for free. All on somebody else's dime, mind you.
You guys know Larry? Cable guy?
Chattel had another line I wanted to share with you guys, and it reminded me of Ronald Reagan, who's on. Would be a fan of the program. Reagan had a quote, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get chills there?
Yeah.
Great.
No, wow. I'm just see where you're going with this.
Great quote. So Chattel, similarly, take care of the fans. Never undervalue them or take them for granted. While the football program struggles up the hill, these folks can move mountains. Never assume their loyalty and support is automatic. Their presence is not an entitlement. It must be constantly earned and reassured.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says the Big Red Rebuild does that in all kinds of fun ways.
Yeah.
And then he goes on.
I get it. I mean, it probably needs to happen, but I don't find it completely necessary. It's a want. For me, it's a want, not a need.
Yeah.
Okay. I want it. Damn it. The seating is that's what we need. Yeah, that is a need. We need the seats.
I think, Matty O, similar to, because this is kind of along the lines of what I said a minute ago. I think I sigh a little bit more with you. I think there's probably a lot of fans anywhere from, I don't know, 35 or 40 and up and older who are kind of there. Right. But I think when it's done,
it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And we're going to be really proud, like, of this home stadium that the Huskers call home. And we're going to be really proud that it's a hard place for opposing teams to play in. And we're going to be really proud. Look, Husker fans love how they are perceived by opposing fan bases.
Mm-hmm.
We love being known as the nice fans. We love being known as hospitable. We love Memorial Stadium being talked about as a great place. We love it. Okay. I don't know why. Call me insecure. Fine. I'm insecure.
No one said that. Whoa.
I want the Troy fans to like us. Okay. I want the Appalachian State fans or the Akron fans to say, wow, that was the best college football experience of my life. These Nebraskans really have something special.
Yeah.
And that the stadium being awesome will contribute to that. Mm-hmm. And also, like, there is, it's kind of like the facilities arms race. Yes, we have everything the players need now.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern's building a new stadium.
Yeah.
It's still going to be empty. Don't get me wrong. Except for when they play Nebraska.
Yep.
They spent like $400 million or something on a new stadium. It's going to overlook Lake Michigan. It's going to be awesome. We should go. We should do a common fan trip for a road game.
Yeah,
whenever
really should.
It's badass.
But like, if Northwestern's doing it, Nebraska probably needs to do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Also, if the pipes are leaking sewage, we need to replace them.
We gotta address that.
Get that. Like, we've just been letting the old lady go. As long as, you know what I say, get the seat backs, do all the fancy crap that you need to do for all the people that want to wear their sweater tied around their shoulders like they're at a Creighton game and have fancy cocktails instead of just like a tall boy, a Busch Light or Coors Light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep the urinal troughs. There is something traditional about
been
that.
Made about
I think I'm wearing it today.
Keep the urinal troughs.
I did wear it. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing, Matt? Put your shirt on, Matt.
Well, trough urinals. There you go.
Trough urinals at 10th and Vine.
That is awesome.
I mean, we're going back. I don't know how long they've had those since the very first game I went to when I was 8 or 9 years old, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get rid of those because guess what? Going to the restroom, going to the men's room at a Husker game, you're in and out of there quick. And you know why?
It is
the trough urinal.
It is efficient. That's why. Yeah, very efficient. Yeah, you're right.
You just got to make sure to like keep your eyes up.
That's right. Keep your eyes up. Triple B Printing, the shirt, by the way. Go get it.
That's great, awesome.
Great guy, great shirts.
Chattel, I forgot about this. I should have mentioned this earlier, but Chattel also commented on the idea of money for stadium versus roster. So let me read this part. This is how he closed it out. I know some Husker fans will wonder why the $250 million for the project can't just go to the players as revenue. One reason is much of it is specifically donated for the project. Another, this is a one-time hit. Money for the transfer portal must be renewed every year. The 1-2 combination of Nebraskans and an upgraded venue should be a formidable one in the effort to build competition and winning rosters. Mm. This is Nebraska. This is an excellent point. This is Nebraska. Rule is going to be under pressure to improve whether there is a stadium project or not. But it's only natural that when folks write big checks, they're going to expect to watch something good down on the field. That's what we just said.
Yeah,
exactly.
To be sure, this will add some urgency. Progress in the stands needs progress on the field. Ultimately, Nebraska fans will want a team that their stadium can be proud of. God, he's so good.
Yes.
Yeah. So good.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. That's right. It's interesting. I think it's going to generate a lot of discussion in the coming weeks and months. Dannon said, Dannon seemed confident they either already have the $250 million in donations plus pledges, or I can't remember how he said it, but he seemed confident that they have it or they're going to get it, basically. Hmm. The $350 million in bonds, again, that's you just pay that back with the increased stadium revenue. But I think it's going to generate a lot of discussion among the fan base. Some fans like us, Matty O, are going to say they don't need it. Others are going to be more than excited about it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those things after about one season, people are also like not even going to be able to remember the way it was. Maybe that's not true.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe not remember.
They're never going to go back.
But they're going to be like, yeah, why didn't we do this all along? Or so you know what I'm saying? Like it'll just be the new normal that is just the way it should be, so to speak. No. Maybe that's the
way.
I would like to know how many, like just amongst our college football peers, how many of those stadiums still have the damn bench seats? Like are we just really, really late to the
party? A lot of them do.
On renovating stadiums?
Michigan, I would the big be curious. House. Michigan is the 100,000, they stuff 100,000 people in there. I don't think there's 100,000 seat backs.
I'm curious how we stack up against other stadiums. Granted, I've been to Memorial Stadium and Notre Dame Stadium, and that's it. So I've never been anywhere else.
You know whose stadium is still better, even before our renovations? Iowa's. Our stadium's way better than Iowa's stadium.
It always has been. It always has been.
Did I see something in that article, too, from Sam? Was there a proposal? I know they're not going to do this, but was there actually an idea floated to build a new stadium?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad
that is freaking wild. I would love to hear what you guys think about that.
I wanted to go there.
Dannon said, apparently, they looked into building a new stadium. I think their challenges were where to put it, one. Mm-hmm. And two, the fact it was going to be like between $1.7 and $2 billion. But, guys, I think we like Troy Dannon, right? I think Troy Dannon's done a good job so far. Yeah. Nebraska Athletics doing well, trying to give Rule everything he needs. But you want to know where my Spidey senses went right away and where my antenna went right away. We've had tons of conversations recently about past leadership at Nebraska, mm-hmm. not getting the fan base and not making the right decisions. And my spidey sense is like, what an awful decision.
Yeah.
I don't care how much it costs. Yeah. I don't care if you got the money tomorrow. I don't care if you have a perfect location tomorrow. You don't replace Memorial Stadium.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
No. Like one of the things that makes it so special is where it's located. Like you're a stone's throw from downtown Lincoln. You're a stone's throw from the rail yard and the Haymarket, all these cool areas that everybody can go and hang out, or yeah. all these hotels. Like that's one of the coolest things I think about game day experience game day experience in Lincoln is you can walk everywhere. Like you're not getting in a car. You're not driving 30 minutes outside of town to the city limits and setting up a tailgate. Like it's the location is primo.
Those businesses down there rely on every year.
You know, seven Saturdays makes their whole year.
Yeah.
They make their profit on seven Saturdays. A lot of those hotels, restaurants, bars, like to even consider that to me is asinine.
But yeah, but again, like let's pretend you could find a comparable location downtown Mateo, right? Like let's pretend it wouldn't be in Waverly or something, right? You could find a comparable location and the money was available tomorrow. You still don't do it.
the principle. Right? No.
And even if it never got that serious, if it never got that serious and maybe it was just something that was bandied about, Hey, let's look into this. Just find out what it would cost. Do some preliminary analysis. Probably not going to happen, whatever. Don't tell anybody.
Right.
Don't tell anybody you talked about it.
It should be in like a locked box, in a safe. Exactly. Something to the bottom of the sea. Like, don't tell anyone you're thinking about getting rid of Memorial Stadium.
I'll bleeping kill you.
Could you imagine?
Man, that'd be crazy. Yeah.
Just maddening. Like I'm glad you brought that up, Geoff, because I meant to mention that. That was like, it's like in the every article you read about this, it's like in the middle somewhere, kind of like just
buried in there.
And aside, they also looked into this. And it's sort of like, what?
Yeah, I don't know, man. If the amenities were correct, I don't know. If that climate control come from what?
What? You're done, Geoff. You are done. Backstage for you, Geoff.
He's mentioned climate control more than once this episode.
He's such a sensitive little Irishman.
He is.
God. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, never rule it out. What if it was just the perfect stadium? Everything you need. Reclinable seats. I'm just saying, Geoff, what if we made
a clone of your wife? It would be just the same, right?
I'm just playing devil's advocate. That's all.
Jeez Louise.
Just throwing it out there.
You're just kind of soft, Geoff.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm sorry. I like to be comfortable. God forbid.
I appreciate that you are at peace with your softness.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Why make things more difficult?
guy likes a good deal and he likes to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We can all relate at some level.
I'd go watch a game at this hypothetical new stadium. I wouldn't pay for the ticket, but I'd go watch a game.
I'd shamelessly invite myself to go along with other people who had tickets.
You are one of one, Jeffrey.
Thank you, appreciate that.
You're a sweet man. You're a special man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Any final thoughts on the big red rebuild project?
I have a question for you two. So they're, you know, Axe can come in now. So 365 days a year. Who ideally would you like to see play at Memorial Stadium? What would be like a artist or a group that you'd like to see?
Exist like currently performing and touring?
Yeah, I would say so. It has to be realistic. Yeah.
The Stones.
That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
How sweet would that be?
I'm going to go Bruce Springsteen. Didn't he play here back in the 80s? Didn't they do like a Farm Aid here?
That'd be sweet.
As you guys know, I'm a huge
Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam would be unbelievable.
Yeah, you know what? They could play if they do that, man. They could play Someday We'll Go All the Way, the Chicago Cubs song.
Yeah, they could play that. I will probably be, that's when I go to the bathroom or grab a brewski.
As you guys know, I'm a huge Zach Bryan fan, but he just played there a year or two ago, right?
No, he's playing this year. He's playing this year.
Sorry.
Next week or something.
He was
like
in
that,
Lincoln. That's right. He was in Lincoln or Omaha.
He played Omaha.
Because Rule and Raiola were there. That's right. But he's coming this year. That's right.
Yeah.
soon, right? Isn't it soon?
Yeah, it's like I kind of want to go to it.
Next weekend. Yeah. That's right.
Kings of Leon, I think, also playing with them. I don't know if you guys know Kings of Leon. It's pretty good rock band.
Yeah, I'm aware of them. There you go. I'm going to throw something out there. Don't make fun of me. I've seen him live multiple times. I think it'd be an awesome show. I saw him at Wrigley Field, which was awesome. Billy Joel.
Yeah, there you go.
That would, I mean, Billy can bring the house down.
One of my wife's and my first dates was Billy Joel and Elton John at the National Stadium in
Really?
Disney. That's awesome.
It was awesome.
I bet that was a lot of fun.
It was awesome. It was awesome. But I've seen him solo a few times too, Billy Joel. When he played Wrigley, man, like absolutely brought the house down. Like ending it, there's no roof on Wrigley Field, obviously. But he blew the lid off of the place.
Yeah. Wrigley's
like
great.
And ending with Piano Man at Wrigley Field, like.
I have one, but it couldn't happen because I would say Dead and Company, but unfortunately, Bob Weir passed away. So that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But that would have been my first choice was he still alive. But that would never happen.
Sorry to
hear if that. He was alive.
That's a great question, Jeff. Did you say any bands, Jeff?
I haven't, but like there's, you guys haven't even mentioned rap or anything like that. You're not a big rap guy, are you, TJ? Like I would go.
They're not going to do a rap concert.
That would be awesome, dude. I would go see like an Eminem. He's like arguably one of the biggest artists on the planet. I would go see that. That would be awesome.
Eminem would be cool. And it's like our
generation.
Era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
I'd still go see Taylor Swift if she ever came to do it.
I'd go see Taylor Swift. I've heard that's
a good show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks?
He's been here before.
He's done it. I didn't go to that.
He played Memorial, though?
Not a big
he did. Yeah.
Fan. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought it was more than one night, too. Was it like two it or was. Three?
They extended it, I guess.
What, yeah.
Didn't Billy Joel play Memorial Stadium?
I have no idea.
No.
I just know that the
they
way
used
it's
to
designed.
Do
years ago.
Yeah.
I just know the way that it's currently designed, like, it for some reason, it was difficult for performing acts to get in and out and like lug their shit into the stadium.
Yeah.
Is what I heard. Mm-hmm. And that's why they really don't do it.
What did you drive a Dodge Neon, Jeff? Is that what it was?
I did. Yeah. Thank you.
So for the common fans who don't know, Geoff used to drive this blue Dodge Neon and just
with two Rockford Fosgate subwoofers in the trunk.
Yeah, blast.
12 inches, by the way.
Blast the rap.
Oh, yeah.
And his Dodge Neon.
I can't remember what watt my amp was, but damn, that thing was loud.
He is like 5 feet, 95 pounds, driving
bumping
around
A&M.
Dodge Neon.
So if you're listening,
rolling hard to E40.
Notorious B.I.G. Tupac.
Yuck mouth.
All the artists.
Oh, my gosh. Do you still listen to rap, Jeff?
Absolutely. I don't even really listen to a lot of new music, to be quite honest with you. I listen to like 90s rap nine times out of 10. If I'm turning on the radio in the car.
Are you a rap guy, Matteo?
Not really. Occasionally. I got to be in the right mood.
It's kind of like my boys, like, we let them listen. There's some clean versions on Amazon or whatever, like of like Eminem songs or even the clean versions. Like sometimes the subject matter is pretty inappropriate.
Yeah.
But like they're kind of getting into some of that stuff, and I'm kind of like, well, I guess this is like me in the '90s listening to Rolling Stones and the Beatles, right? Like, I guess kind of. Like, I don't know. So anyway, all right, good conversation, Jeff.
One last thing.
Yeah.
If anyone gets married at Memorial Stadium, please invite the Common Fan Podcast.
Please,
we'll go. We'd be guests of honor.
You
free, mind you. We're not paying to go.
Pays to go to a wedding, Jeff. You won't regret.
I'm just saying to get into the door.
You won't regret having the common fans at your wedding. And if you want us to do a toast, you want us to speak, we'd be happy to do that. Father of the bride, best man, maid of honor, common fans.
I kind of like the angle too. They won't say it, but I know what they're going for here because obviously you can't host a wedding at Memorial Stadium in the fall, right? They're trying to get people to do weddings during the summer.
Smart.
I know what they're up to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good point.
For the greater good.
Friday night in the fall, like Friday night before a Husker game. How cool would that be? You get
just
part of the, it's part of the wedding package. You get a suite for the game. You take the plunge the night before and then you get a suite for the game the next day. That's
how you're going to find like, players are going to be on the sideline, like warming up, and they're going to find like somebody always inevitably leaves a suit jacket behind Like a tuxedo jacket. Whose cufflinks are these?
Somebody, bow tie doing somebody, in the end zone here.
Somebody's rent tux rental. It's left here on the sideline.
Yeah. I just stepped on a cufflink.
I hope this the game suite is part of the renewal of the vows package.
Yes.
You know, some of us are already married. We don't have the choice to choose to get married at Memorial Stadium. So if we renew our vows, I'd love a game suite to go in with that.
Sure.
I'll kick an extra for that. Sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't think they're putting any hot tubs. You know, you see like some of these MLB stadiums, like it might have like a hot tub in the outfield or something
just
like that.
Just a cesspool.
Yeah.
Just, I see those. I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, we are so off track.
Yeah.
Band-aids and hair.
GBR for life. We're out of here.
All right, we have derailed. If you're still with us, thank you for hanging with us. Interesting conversation about the stadium. And Nebraska football is the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to content. There's always something to talk about.
Yes.
I'm not even asking if anybody has anything else. We are just done.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Please. Common fans.
Get out of here.
Common fans, be kind to each other. We will be back at you soon. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that. Put them in the aisles.
And Nebraska takes the lead. And the national championship is Nebraska's.